Next, we're going to have another testimonial. This gentleman is a husband, a father. He coordinates a home fellowship in Palm Bay, Florida. Mr. Kevin Dillon.
Thank you all. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to share on a leadership quality that I'm very, very passionate about, and that's the integrity of being a father. As some of you may know, I have two children and a third on the way. I have two boys. The third one is the girl. Yay! So we're excited about that. And one of the ways I try to maintain this quality is to think of the way our Heavenly Father loves us or loves me. He has been there every step of the way for me. He helps me when I fail and helps me when I succeed. This is a big deal for me because I try to do the same for my children. To remember to love them through every trial and every tribulation that comes their way. When I'm in a jam or having pressure or conflict, I go to my Heavenly Father because I know He loves me. And I know I want my kids to feel the same way about me. I want to be in that position where my kids are comfortable to come to me whenever they need it. I want to teach my kids the good and the bad. I want to be the best father I could be, just like my Heavenly Father is to me. It's really important to me because I want my children to be educated, and to know the good from the bad, the right from the wrong, and to have good common sense. That's hard to come by, good common sense. And that's just paying attention to detail, just knowing the truths of God's Word. Just like we are taught from the Word to be doers, I want to be an example to my children so they can grow up and have a solid foundation. So what if I'm none of these things? I can expect my kids to be the same. What if I'm not consistent, not saying what I mean and meaning what I say? The best thing that works for me is finding joy in being the best father I could be. I am strong and I have mighty power. And I know that God has promised me, or I know what God has promised me, and I have it locked in. I want to tell you guys a story. I manage my son's baseball team, and there's 12 kids on the team. And there's one kid on my team this year. I've had him for the last 2 years, and he's a pretty good talent. And, you know, he should have got picked in the early rounds. We do a draft. It's a snake draft. And I had the number one pick. And I go all the way around. I waited till the 10th pick for this kid. And nobody wanted him, and he should have went earlier than that. But I wanted him. I wanted this kid because I had him for the last 2 years. And let me tell you, there's five teams and four other coaches, so I'm one of them. And nobody wanted him because recently his game or his level of production has declined. But I wanted him because he's being coached by other coaches and he plays travel ball. And I wanted him because I know that I could work with this kid and I don't want to give up on him like everybody else wants to. He's an 11-year-old kid. I don't want to be in a position where everybody's just going to give up on him, where he has the talent and he just wants to play, and I could put him in a position where I could pull out his long suits and be on that team. Didn't we hear that this morning? Yeah. So I want to put him in a position where he's going to excel, just like my kids. The same applies to everybody. This same truth applies to everybody we come across in our lives. Anybody that we run into, we don't give up on them because they're God's kids. And the best thing that this applies, you know, we are all children and always need to be taught and to continue to grow. 1 John 3:1, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. We are sons of God, and God loves us. He loves me very much, and I love my kids very much. I want to be in a position where I can always be that solid rock to my kids on my baseball team, to everybody that I'm connected to, even my wife. She's a wonderful lady. So be the best you can be in all that you do. I am a husband, a dad, and a son of God with all power. Thank you.